Let's take a look at the top Tosfos, Anayin Zainam at Aleph, then we'll go back to the bottom of the second Tosfos, on the Omer. Let's see, the top few lines on the Tosfos, we learned. The Tosfos explained Nira Lefarish on the third line. Nira Lefarish, Tadukhtani, Hol V'Hos, Loshas, HaKosh, Mari. In other words, we assume that the din of Chatas Kai Rachmana sets in at that point, that it's like a Kochim Mizbeach. Kochim Mizbeach doesn't have pidyon unless it develops a Mum Kavua, and it's not shaykh to have a Mum Kavua. And a Parah Duma, if it's already Huza, what shaykh to talk about a Mum Kavua? This is, we learned already. The Tosfos on Amud Bei says that the Rabbanon disagree with Reb Shimon Yeshloimar. The Tosfos on Amud Bei is about 15 lines from the top. They said, Yeshloim and Mandi Osar, the Rabbanon, the Reb Shimon, and the Toseftin, Parah Perek Aleph, that's the Mandi Osar, Osar Afilim Ederaisen. They hold that you cannot be Poyda. Wakim Sheshacha Deshma Behechshu Korban, it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. So the Chachamim hold that you can't be Poyda Paradume after Shechita. It already sets in the Halacha B'chatas Kai Rachman. And Reb Shimon disagrees after Shechita up until Hazor. Lachar Hazor, Tosfos says, Ein Svar Shetei Bas Pidachar Shu'uz Adoma. It doesn't make sense. Everyone agrees that it's Chatas Kai Rachman. Fine. So that we learned already. Then they say, V'yim Taima on the fourth line. If you hold according to Reb Shimon, that after Hazor, it's the din of Chatas Kai Rachman sets in. And I treat the Paraduma like a Kochim Mizbeach with respect to what? That it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon anymore. So Reb Shimon is the Tanu who says, Kol Haimed Lizra Kizorek Dami. V'chol Haimed Livdos Kipodik Dami. V'chol Haimed Lizra Kizorek Dami. So why don't you say Kol Haimid Lahaza is Kemuza Domi? That's the kasha. V'im Taimer Ha Kol Haimid Lahaza is Kemuza Domi. So Reb Shimon should agree with the Rabbanon. The take if you have to shchit, it's Haimid Lahaza is and Kol Haimid Lahaza is Kemuza Domi. So therefore, the din should already change. It is a difficult truth of the matter is that this was all a havamina. In the end of Maseches Menachos, Tosfos here quotes from Menachos Daf Kuf Aleph. Yeah, they're quoting. Perek HaMenachos Van Sochim. In the bottom Tosfos they quote, in the end of Maseches Menachos, the beginning of Perek HaMenachos Van Sochim, the Gemara had a havamina to think that Reb Shimon really holds Kol Haimid Lisra Kisorev Domi, that since the Paradum is Haimid Lisreifa, so I treat the flesh of the Paradum as if it's in as if it were in the state of ashes, and ashes are not Mekabel Tuma, because only four things in the whole wide world are Mekabel Tuma, the Mekele Mochel Mamashkim, and the Ochlam HaMashkim have to be Roy L'Achilo Sodom. So Yesh is not Roy L'Achilo Sodom. So the Gemara had to have a minute to think that Kol Oimid Lisrev Kisorev Domi, Reb Shimon is taken literally, and I treat the Paradum as if it were ashes, and Yesh is not Roy L'Kabel Tuma. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. How come Reb Shimon has a Tosefta here? Perek Vavim Paraduma. Parim Tamim Tuma Zerichlim. That the flesh of the paraduma is mekabel tuma, but Reb Shimon l'shitasa should hold that kol haimid lisra kisarav dami, so it should be treated like yeshes and afra b'yalma. Yeshes are not mekabel tuma. So to this, the Gemara answers, chibas hakodesh machshiros. What's chibas hakodesh? The Tosfos is going to quote the whole thing. Chibas hakodesh, the original din. This is an extension of chibas hakodesh. The original din that Tosfos is assuming here, that the original din is a din d'araisa. It's on the first wide line in this Tosfos. On the first wide line, it says, L'rabbis eitzim alevayna. The Gemara knows that from a pasuk, that eitzim, the logs on the mizbech and the levayna, is for smelling purposes. It's not roi l'achilos sodom, it's not roi l'achilos behema either. It's eitzim b'yalma. So eitzim alevayna is not roi l'achilos sodom. The eitzim are not even roi l'achilos akelev. And still it's mekabel tumah. So what kind of a din is that? So Tosfos assumes that's a din d'araisa. The habasar, the vav, the rabbis eitzim alevayna. The habasar shigah b'chal tamei lo yachel. So why does it say the habasar? Should say habasar shigah b'chal tamei. So the vav is marbe even eitzim alevayna. So the Gemara calls that chibas hakodesh machshir osam. That because it's korev agabi hamizbeach, so it's called lach mashal mizbeach. So it's called Michael. Usually Michael has to be roi l'achilas sodom. It's only roi l'achilas beim is no good. What if it's roi l'achilas mizbeach? That's as if it's achilas gavoy, as if the Ribbono Shel'Olam is eating it. That's a higher madrega than roi l'achilas sodom. So you learn that from a pasuk, and Tosfos assumes that that's a din d'araisa, the chibas hakodesh machshiros, and he gives it a status of oichel. And then the Gemara adds on, just like you have this pasuk. V'habasa the vav is marbe eitzim olavoyna. That even though it's not roi lachilus adam, and still it's makabel tumah. Similarly, if you have, let's say, food that is roi lachilus adam, but in order that it should be makabel tumah, it has to first be hukshel makabel tumah, has to be rinsed off. Mashkim, the Gemara says in Pesachim in the first paragraph, mashkim alulim makabel tumah. Mashkim are more susceptible to tumah than oichlim. Where do you see it? Because mashkim don't need hechsher mashkim, they don't have to be rinsed off by a mashkim, as opposed to ochlim, we do have to be rinsed off by a mashkim. How do you see that mashkim alulim lekabel tumah? Maybe the mashkim rinses itself off. How did the Gemara know that? The Gemara makes such a statement. Mashkim alulim lekabel tumah. Mashkim are more susceptible to kabbalas tumah v'harai, that the chumash only requires hechsher lekabel tumah. You have to rinse off ochlim, but you don't have to rinse off a mashkim. Maybe the mashkim is mashkim itself. So the pashtus, one could answer, how can you say the mashke is mashke itself? What if you have orange juice, apple juice? It's a mashke, but apple juice, orange juice is not one of the design mashke. Only seven mashke are mashke lekabel tumah. If you would say that only design mashke are mekabel tumah, so then you have a taina. Design mashke, how do you see that they're more susceptible to kabbalas tumah than oichlim? The oichlim need hechsher, mashke don't. Maybe the mashke are mashke themselves. Is that true? Which mashke are mekabel tumah? Only design mashke? Only the halach only recognizes Zayin mashkim, so the only mashkim that are mekabel tumah are the yad shoch adam, the seven mashkim that are makshel mekabel tumah. Is it din that orange juice and apple juice also mekabel tumah? So that's a machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. Unbelievable! How can it be a machlok? So, no tanoim, no amoraim, no discussion. A pasuk in chumash chol mashke shishase b'chol kli yitma cholay chol shiachol chol mashke shishase the mashkim are mekabel tumah, and the tanoim never explained. They just said if it's not roi lachilas adam, it's not mekabel tumah. Roy Lachilis Behema doesn't have to be Roy Lachilis. And they never explained which mashkim. Said they left it, Mokka Minichim and Hashemayim. They left it for the Rambam and the Ravid to fight out. So that's a machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. Hilchas Tumah Sochem, I think on the first page, second page. Whether all mashkim are Mekabel Tumah or only design mashkim. See, if you hold that all mashkim are Mekabel Tumah, so it's a dead giveaway. We understand how the Tanoim proved the point that mashkim alulim, Mekabel Tumah, that orange juice and apple juice are Mekabel Tumah, even though they never had any Hechshev at all. But even if you hold the other way, even if you hold that only the Zayin Mashkim are Mekabel Tumah, but still, that's how the Gemara says the Loshon. Oh, you have a Taina, that's the Loshon Gemara. The Mashkim Alulim Mekabel Tumah, they're more susceptible to Kabbalas Tumah than Mekabel Tumah, even if they never had any Hechsher, as opposed to Oichlim, that the Oichlim are only Mekabel Tumah if they had a Hechsher. So the Gemara adds on that requirement for Hechsher, you have to rinse off the Meichel before it's shaykh to be mekabel tumah. That then only applies if it's chulin, and if it's korbanos, if it's kachim, then it's mekabel tumah, even though it never had any hechshel mekabel tumah. Let's say you have a korban mincha that's going to be korev al gabi hamizbech, and the mincha you mix in shemen. The shemen is also one of the zayin mashkim. Let's say you didn't mix in the shemen yet, and it was never washed off. Our flour is all bleached. It's all washed off with water. Let's say you have non-bleached flour. You have flour that was never washed off with water, and I didn't mix in, I have a mincha, and I never mixed in the shemen yet. Is it going to be mekabel tumah not? So the Gemara says, yes. Chibas ha-kodesh machshir rasam. Just like, the Gemara says, just like eitzim olavayna mekabel tumah, even though they're not, they shouldn't be, even though they're not roi lachilas adma, not roi lachilas behema. Wood, logs that you burn on the mizbech. It's not roi lachilas behema. So too, flour of the mincha, the solus of the mincha, even if it's never hukshel mekabel tumah, is also mekabel tumah. That's the din of chibas hakodesh machshir rosam. So last week someone pointed out in Shir what Rabbi Chana Wasserman writes, what the Talmidim write in his name. He didn't write the notes, the Talmidim wrote them. How does the Gemara compare one to the other? What's the hemshech? Just because eitzim olavayna mekabel tumah, even though they're not roel achila, so too Oichlim are mekabel tumah, despite the fact that they never had any hechsher. The Ramban in his commentary on Chumash writes that the reason why you need hechsher mashkim is because mashkim are sort of a conductor of tumah. That's really oichlim should only be mekabel tumah. Only mashkim should be mekabel tumah. Only zayin mashkim should be mekabel tumah. The fact that the oichlim are mekabel tumah is because they have mashkim on them, so the mashkim transmit the tumah. And it's a loy plug deraisa, that even though I rinsed off an apple and the apple is now dry, and the other tummy touches the apple, that the apple, the suchsha le kabel tumas from kabel tumas, even after the mashkim dried off, Rabban HaChumash writes that sort of a loy plu. Really, mikra din, it should only be kolzman that the mashkim are still on the pri, kolzman that it's still on. So the Ramban understands, he writes explicitly like that, that mashkim are the transmitters of the tumah. That's what enables the tumah to go. So if that's the pshat, then you don't understand this gemara at all. What does the gemara say? Just like eitzim ulevoino, I'm a kabel tumah because it's achilas hamizbeach, so too karbonis that never had hechsher mashkim are also a kabel tumah. What's the just like so too? Eitzim ulevoino are not royal achilas. So we say, well, it's lachman shal mizbeach. It's michael on the mizbeach. You're feeding it to gavoya, so to speak. It's food that you're serving. It's considered food for the mizbech purposes. So how does this follow? How does it follow that oichlim should be mekabel tumah b'li hechsher? Hechsher is a word that you need mayim to transmit, to conduct the tumah. Like there are certain things that transmit electricity, transmit heat, and other things that don't transmit heat. So there are certain things that transmit, that conduct tumah. So Ramban claims only mashkim. So according to the Ramban, we don't understand. So that's Rabbi Chanan Rassman said, not like the Ramban. Not that the pshat is that the mashkim transmit tumah, they conduct tumah. No, the word is that if you have oichlim that were never rinsed off, they're not clean, so it's not roi l'achila sodom. Only if you rinse it off, then it's called oichlim. It does make sense. If dam is one of the zayin mashkim, how can it be that when you pour on, before you pour on the dam, the apples are dirty? After you pour on the dam, now the apples are clean. Now, since the apples are so clean because they were rinsed off with blood, so now it's roi l'achila sodom. That doesn't make any sense. Now you can't eat it with the blood. The blood is also achila. So that's a din. Okay, that we don't fully understand the din, the whole din in that case. But in principle, the theory, that's what it's all about. That oichlim, before you rinse them off, are not considered oichel. It's considered as if it's not roi l'achila sodom. So that's the exact same thing as eitzim olavayna. Eitzim olavayna are not oichel. And it shouldn't really be mekabel tumah. But that's the pasuk. The habasar, the rav is marbe. Even eitzim olavayna chibas hakodesh machshir rosam, because it's karb al gabei hamizbeach, so chibas hakodesh gives it a shem oichel lachma shel mizbeach. So who are denami if you have oichlim that are going to be karb al gabei hamizbeach and they never had hechsher is a lack of shem oichel. So that's not a problem over here. If it's saimid lahakrav al gabei hamizbeach, so it has a shem oichel even if you didn't rinse it off. So the gemara in Menachos had a havamina. The Gemara had to have a minute to think that Rab Shimon really holds kol ha'imed lisrav kisarav dami. So he has to, and he holds it in all cases kol ha'imed lisrav kisarav dami. So it's a pella. So why does the Torah say you have to burn the emurim on the mizbeach? Just make a fire and say kol ha'imed lisrav kisarav dami. So it's considered as if it happened already. You don't say like that. What do you have to burn anything on the mizbeach for? Kol ha'imed lisrav kisarav dami. Finished? No. Friday. How can you say that? Why do you have to be zork the dam on the mizbech? Tosis asks that in effect in another place. Why do you have to be zork the dam on the mizbech? Kol ha'imid lizrik is zork dam. So kizork dam. He said, you say the carbon already. The din is that if you brought a carbon and you mekabel a dam, nishpach adam, and the dam spilled on the ground, the floor, before you had a chance to be zork it, so the carbon is not kosher. The zrikas adam is ma'akev. The dalar avoidus, shchita, kabbalah, locha zrika, or the dalar avoidus adam. So the dalar avoidus adam ma'akev. The haktoris emurim is not ma'akev. And the dalar avoidus adam ma'akev. So why is the fourth avoid ma'akev? Kaloi medlizrik is zarkdam. So it's considered as if he was zarkdam. So the answer is there is no such din. Kaloi medlizrik. The more finally comes to the conclusion, Reb Shimon only says kaloi med over here. All the kaloi meds are when you're talking only, and our Gemara is the whole story. There are two dinim where Reb Shimon uses kol ha'imed to solve a problem, which is only a problem l'shita soy. He holds you need shchita haruuya, shchita sheni ve'elav shma shchita. In order to be called shchita, it has to be roi l'achila sodom, has to be muta b'achila. So he says it doesn't have to be actually muta b'achila. If theoretically he could have made it muta b'achila, so that's also good enough. So kol ha'imed liftois kepari domi, shayin. So that's called roi. Roi means theoretically roi l'achila. You don't have to have in mind. Let's say a shechting of behemah almanas to feed it to the dogs. You also chayv dalad behay. Aye, but it's not oimed lachilosam. It doesn't have to be oimed lachilosam. It has the theoretical potential of feeding it to a Jewish person, so that's good enough. So even if it's also bachila, but it had the theoretical potential of being paided, kol oimed liftos, oimed liftos. Not kol oimed liftos, kipari dam, it's already muta, you don't need pidyon. Oimed liftos, if it has a possibility of pidyon, so it's considered theoretically shchita haruya. Ruya means theoretically it's roy. And the same thing, is it roy lahachal acher? So you have a reuse. If it's Aymed Kolo, Aymed Liftois, since there was a theoretical potential, there was a theoretical possibility to be Poida, even though he's not going to be Poida. But if you have such a theoretical possibility, so that's called Roy Lachilo Sodom. That's called Oichel Shati Ochel Lachal Achir. But Rav Shimon, so the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion there in Menachos that that's the answer. Rav Shimon only says Kolayim Liftus Kipari Dam Kolayim Lizrik and Kolayim all the other Lisraif. He only says these. When you get to these dinim, is it called Roy? But the Gemara had to have a minute to think otherwise. The Taisus Bayas keeps on asking for the have a minute. The Maskana, you can cross out a few lines in Taisus on the top Taisus, bottom Taisus, because it's only have a minute in the Gemara. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that it's all a mistake. It's all a misunderstanding of Reb Shimon. So, but the Gemara, the have a minute, thought, no, that Reb Shimon really says, he always says, Kalai mid Lizraik Kizaruk Dami. Kalai mid Lizraik Kizaruk Dami. So yes, Kakasha, so how can Reb Shimon say Porus? Here, Menachos Dav Kufal from a base. This Tosefta is quoted there, Menachos Kufal. So the Gemara asks, how can Reb Shimon say that Por Adum is Makabel Tuma Soichlim? One should say, Kol Oymed Lisrov Kisorov Dami, is I treated like Afra Bialma, and Afra Bialma, the Ofor is not Royal Kabel Tuma. It's not edible, it's not Royal Achilah. So to this, the Gemara answers, Chibas HaKodesh Machshi Rosen. Wait a minute, Chibas HaKodesh? Chibas HaKodesh means when you burn it on the Mizbeach, Lach Mishalishim. The Gemara has an expression, Nasis Lach Mashalishim. Lachma means Oichel. It's Oichel of the Mizbech, there's Achil. Achilas Behema doesn't count. If the Oichel and the Mashkim are only Roy Lachilas Behema, it's not Makabutum. Only if it's Roy Lachilas Sodom. What if it's Roy Lachilas Mizbech? That's a higher Madrega. So Lach Mashalishim is the din of Eitzim Olevoinim. That is Makabutum, despite the fact that it's not Roy Lachilas Sodom. It's a higher level. It's Roy Lachilas HaMizbech. What are you going to say by Paraduma? It's not Korba Gabi HaMizbech. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, even though it's not Korav Agabim Mizbech, the answer to the Kasha, how is it Mekabel Tuma? It's Kolay Midlisrev Kisarev Dami, so it's Afra Biyama. Afra Biyama is not Mekabel Tuma. The Gemara says, the answer is Chibes HaKodesh Machshiros. So that's a question. Is that an answer there? Rais or an answer there? Rabbanan? So Tosis is not sure. The bottom Tosis says they're not so convinced. That the Tosis is convinced, our Tosis is assuming that Eitzim Olavayna is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. That part is their Eisim. They're just Mesupik, whether the extension, when the Gemara and Menachos Dav Kufala from a base extended the din of Chibas HaKodesh Machshi Rosam, and they said that it even applies in a situation of Porah, Psar Porah is also Chibas HaKodesh Machshi Rosam. So their Tosis is not sure. Tosis and Psochim is not so sure about the whole Eitzim Olavayna. Could be that the whole din of Chibas HaKodesh from day number one, could be the whole thing is only with the Rabbanah. But that our Tosis is assuming that it's a Tosis on Amud Beis there. Forgot already where it is. Tosis says it has a machlokes there with Rashi. Whether the whole din of Chibas HaKodesh is the Raisa or the Rabbanah.
That's not shining the Tosis at the bottom? That the whole din of Chibas HaKodesh is the Rabbanah?
I think they're only Mesupik Lagabi. We'll have to read it inside. I think they're only Mesupik Lagabi Paraduma, because it doesn't have Kiddush Kli. So here, this whole Kasha of Tosis, on the top Tosis, the fourth line from the top, they say, V'yim Taimar, Kodlai Melahazois, Kimuzadomi. So what's their Kasha? It's a funny Kasha. This is according to the Gemara's Havamina. The Reb Shimon holds, the Gemara's Havamina there, Menachos Dav Kufala. Reb Shimon holds Kaloimed always applies, and it really means Kaloimed is considered Ki'ilu. The Gemara's Maskana is that it only applies in these two cases, that's all. When you're talking about, is it Shechita HaRu'uya, is it Oichel Shatter, is it Roy L'Hachel Acher? So whenever you're talking about Roy, so Kaloimed has the potential, so that's called Roy, Shmei Roy. But not to say Kaloimed L'Hazes Kemuz Adomi, so therefore if you would have already done the Hazoyah, you wouldn't be able to be paid to the Paraduma. So Reb Shimon should agree with the Rabbanan that even after Shechitas Paraduma, you also can't be paid. Kalay Melahaz. What do you mean Kalay Melahaz? You don't say Kemuz Adomi. You only say Kemuz Adomi when it's going to give it a shame, Roy Lachila. So the whole Kasha is a Psafani Kasha. Kalay Melahaz is Kemuz Adomi. The Kasha is according to the Havamin of the Gemara Menachos, which was ultimately rejected. So Tosis gives a Teres, Yerushalmi, the Kodim Kabbalah, before you Makabal Adam and Akli, Lav Kemuz Adomi, Kidaprecious Leah. Okay, that's what Tosis quoted from the Gemara Psochim. Here, Tosis before quoted. Kidamashma Perakamba the Psochim. You don't say Kalamidis Zogdam at Shi Iskabu because Kidamashma Perakamba Psochim Daf Yud Gimel. That's what they quoted from before. That's what they say here. The real teres of the kasha is that you don't say kol leimel lahazis kemuza dami b'negiyah tada din. It's only if it'll help you out to make it roi lachila. It's not going to help it make it. If I care, you tell me kol leimel after hazad no longer lends itself to pinyon kachatas karachmana sets in. So I should say chatas karachmana sets in once it's in this kabel b'kli. Pashta says that it's not true. It's not so. That's like asking the kasha of coming to Rav Shimon. Even if Nishpach Adam, before he did the Zvik Al Gami Amizbech, say Kaloimid Lizrik is Zorik Dami, so you don't have to be Zorik. No, that's a mistake. Rav Shimon wouldn't say Kaloimid Lizrik is Zorik Dami. So you don't say Kizorik Dami in Yoitze. You have to have the actual Zvik of the Poyal Mamish. Okay, now what do they have right? Iksha Ben Ishmo Brab Chaim Noch HaKash. Lomli Hoysalo Shasa Kosher. What do you need the whole, what do you have to work so hard to give an explanation according to Rav Shimon why Paraduma is Mekabel Tuma Soichlam? Why don't you just say simply, Chibas HaKodesh, Machshi Rosson, Umishav Yala Ochel? It gives it the status of Ochel. Despite the fact that it's Ochel, Shi'iyati Ochel Lahachel Acherim, Rav Shimon should have held that, Rav Shimon holds that all Yisuri HaNoah are not Mekabel Tuma. So Paraduma is also Asabana, has an Yisuri HaNoah of Kodesh. So theoretically, it should have been not Roy Lekabel Tuma. Why? Because if it's not Roy Lahachel Acherim, doesn't have a Shem Ochel. So that's exactly the same as Eitzim Ulevayna. The Bwar learns that from a Pasik. Kiddashin and Perkshane, the Chulin, the Habasa, the Vav. The Rabbis Eitzim Ulevayna. The Rabbis Eitzim Ulevayna. So just like there's a Din Chibis HaKodesh and Eitzim Ulevayna, so I should say Chibis HaKodesh and Paraduma. Paraduma is also Kodesh. I'll give a simple teretz. V'chitayim, you'll tell me Chibis HaKodesh doesn't apply to Paraduma. Because we're talking within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds the Paraduma is Kodesh Berek Abayis. That's the Loshen HaGemara in Avodah Zarah, if you remember. We did the first Tosis we did was Zayin Zayinam and Beis. The Tosis quoted from Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Gimelam and Beis, that Reb Shimon Sheet is that Paraduma is Kodesh Berek Abayis. A simple reading of the Gemara, that's what Reb Shimon thinks. And the Rabbanim disagreed. And Tosis said, they don't believe that any Tana disagrees. They think all the Tanaim agree that Parah is Kodesh Berek Abayis. It's not a korban on the Mizbech. Why should anybody in his right mind say that it's Kodesh Mizbech? You reach a certain point after which you say that Chatas Kai Rachman, it switches. That point is the Machlekes. Is it the Shchita or is it the Hazor? But when you begin, everybody agrees that it's Kodesh Berek Abayis. And it's not a Shaila Kodesh Mizbech, Kodesh Berek Abayis, which fund do you use to pay for a Paraduma to buy? No, that they all agree. There's no machlekes on that. The Mishnah says in Shkolim Tosfos you pay from Trumas Alishka. Either men are Torah, the Rabbanon, they're not sure, whatever it is. But no one holds that you pay for Kodesh Berek Abayis fund. The Mishnah in Shkolim seems to be Muskim L'Holadays. You buy it from Machtzis HaShekel money, even if you hold like Reb Shimon that it's Kodesh Berek Abayis. But Tosfos thinks the Rabbanon also agrees with Reb Shimon. Everybody agrees Kodesh Berek Abayis. So Tosfos is writing here as if it's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Truth of the matter, they're going to write an Amud Beis that there never was such a machlekes. They say v'chitema on the first wide line after the second series of wide lines in the top Tosfos. V'chitema the part of Reb Shimon kevin kach better kabay is he l'shaych b'chibus hakadosh Reb Shimon l'shitasa kilu. At least Reb Shimon, the Gemara says according to Reb Shimon kach better kabay is so chibus hakadosh machshir asam doesn't apply. Yeah, the chitema, the answer is the parlor of Shem and Kim, the Kodesh Berek HaBayis L'Shachar Chibis HaKodesh. Why? How do you know? That feel the Bekodesh Mizbech L'Mahari Chibis HaKodesh Ela only Kitshi Kitshi B'Kdush Zaguf B'Kli B'Kli Shoriz K'Nemuch B'Bereish HaMonach Esvan Sochim Per Kol HaPsulim. So that's only if it has a Kdush Zaguf L'Mizbech. Even you have Menachas and Esochim only have Kdush HaZdomim L'Mizbech until you have a Kiddush Kli. That's the first Mishnah in Perek HaMonach Esvan Sochim. Then they get a kedusha aguf lamizbech. If you just designate a sack of flour for a mincha and a bottle of wine for nesachim, it only gets a kedusha stamim lamizbech. By behema v'yof, someone designates a behema. This is an oilo. This is a shlamim. This is a korban pesach. It gets a kedusha aguf lamizbech right away. But the kedusha is peh when he says hareza loyla, hareza chatos. So right away it gets a kedusha aguf lamizbech. And Menachas and Nesachim only gets a Kedush HaGuf L'Mizbech after the Kiddush Kli. And before the Kiddush Kli, you don't apply Chibes HaKodesh Machshir Asam. So then it should follow Kal V'Chaim, Amadach Kodesh Mizbeach. Before they have Kedush HaGuf L'Mizbech, you don't apply Chibes HaKodesh Machshir Asam. The Ferushi Gemara is Kinemuchach. V'Reish HaMenachas V'Nesachim Kul Beis. The Perek Kal HaPsulim is welcome to Aflam Adalit. So by Parah Aduma, where for sure it does not have Kedusha Guf LaMizbech. It says, Rav Shimon holds that it's Kacha Berek Abayis. So you should not apply Chibas HaKodesh Machshir Rosen. So Taisa says, wrong. The Gemara says, Beferish, that you do apply it. While Korchen Shaykh be Parah Aduma Chibas HaKodesh. Afilo de Rav Shimon. How do you know? The Bereish HaMenoch is Vant Sachem Parach le Rav Shimon. This is the Havamina that the Gemara ultimately rejects there. The Gemara asks Takashe, No, it's a Parah, my Metamitum HaSoichlim. Afro b'yalma hu why kolay med litzrof kisoriv dami. That's the havamina that Rav Shimon really holds. You always say kolay med litzrof. The final maskana there, the maskana is that you only apply it to these kind of cases. Is it echoshat haroy lahachal acherim? Is it shchita haruya? Is it roy or not? But the havamina the Gemara was that he always holds kolay med litzrof kisoriv dami. So the Gemara asks, so how is noiser and pigol that both are med litzrofer? How a noiser and pigol mekabel tume should be treated like afra b'yalmu because kolayim in this rukis sarv dami umeshani. The Gemara answers within that havamina till they come to the truth. The Gemara answers chibas hakodesh machshiros. Aye, but it doesn't have kedusha guf lamizbeach. They just quoted Gemaras that even in kochim mizbeach you only apply chibas hakodesh machshiros after kiddush after gets a kedusha guf. So they say behind the time of Dabka Kiddush Kela given the Kach Bera Kabaisi, the Kom Kam Shaykh Bechibis HaKadosh given the Chattas Kai Rachmana. I treat it as if it were a korban. So since I treat it as if it were Kam Cholin Yonah Kena Abedis HaGuf Sheesh Bahazor like Zvika Sadam Apsula Shaloy Lishmo like a korban Chattas. So the Gemara says Beferish that you say that Chibis HaKadosh does apply. Chibis HaKadosh does apply to Paraduma. So that's what the Tosis on the bottom is not sure. Tosis on the bottom is not sure. Heinicha, Tosis writes Heinicha, Chibas HaKodesh de Parah. That's the suffix, whether Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosim by Paraduma, that's the Gemara's answer, Menachas Dav Kulbeis, before they got to the final truth, to the final maskana. Once you get to the maskana, Mestama, the whole thing is a mistake. Teretz is the only say, Chibas HaKodesh, and Kedush HaGuf LaMizbeach. And it has no application to Paraduma. The whole Hechrich to apply Chibas HaKodesh to Paraduma was because they had a kasha based on a mistake that Koloi Med Lisrov Kisarv Domis, I should treat Noiser and Paraduma like Afro B'Yalma. So I'm going to be Mekabel Tum if it's Afro B'Yalma. It's literally not Roy Lachil Azar. So to that Kasha, the Gemara answers, Chibas HaKodesh Machshiros. But the truth is that the Kasha is Nishkin Kasha. Reb Shimon never said, Kalai Mitzvah Kisarv Dami. So Tesis is now, Tesis is writing as if the Gemara's Teretz is still remaining Lamaskona, but they're not sure whether that's Klal De'araisa De'rabona. So they say, Hey Nicho, Chibas HaKodesh De'pora. Tesis here assumes Chibas HaKodesh Be'yetzim Levain is De'araisa. What about by Parah Aduma? Said the Nacho. Hey Nicha, this is good. The Teretz said they should say. Well, look again. If Chibas HaKadosh Parah is their rice, I'll be shame but Kiddush Keli. That's what they're dealing with here. Never had a Kiddush Keli. Never had a Kiddush HaGuf LaMizbeach. Avalim at the Rabbanon. But if you should say the whole Vart of Chibas HaKadosh as applying to Parah Aduma is only the Rabbanon, because it doesn't really make sense that it should apply to Parah Aduma. It's not Kiddush HaGuf LaMizbeach. So then they never answer this kasha. Then they get stuck in this kasha. So they're not sure. They assume Eitzel Melvina is Chibas HaKodesh Deraisa, but Paradum it's a suffix in the bottom tesis.
So, Rebbe, this tesis is not going. And this tesis is Pasha that's Deraisa by Para, no?
I don't
otherwise,
know.
Otherwise, why would the Rebbe Nishmo have a Kasha? I mean, Enoch Nami, so Chibas HaKodesh only helps on a Derabonon level, but Minat Torah.
I mean, maybe this will answer Minat Torah. Okay. In the Nikashia of Rabbi Nishmuel, he's assuming Chibas HaKodesh is Deraisa, and the explanation that Rabbi Shimon is giving is Deraisa. So he says, what do you need that? Okay, that's what it sounds like. That is correct. In the Kashia, he seems to be assuming the Chibas HaKodesh works Min HaTorah, even by Parah Aduma. That's right. That's true. So what is Tosfos answer? V'tira Tzri on this Kashia of the Rabbi Nishmuel, Reb Chaim, V'tira Tzri. Chibas HaKodesh only works to take a non-oichel and to consider it as if it were oichel. Eitzim olavoina is a non-oichel. It's not Roy Lachilos Adam. It's not Roy Lachilos Behemah either. And I declare that I treat it as if it were an oichel because it's lachma shalishim. It's machal hamizbeach. Im heyachel yeachel bayom ha-shlish pigul hu lo yeiratzeh. A pasuk in Vayikra somewhere, in Kedoshim. So what the Gemara comments, why is it written twice? What does it mean? What does the Pashup Shami? If I bring a korban shlomi, we can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow. If I eat it on the third day, it's a gloy muslim afre, it becomes pikul. How can that be? It was ready a kosher korban, they were eating it today, tonight, and tomorrow. And because some wise guy eats it on the third day, that's nicer. That's nicer. How does it? Hey, acholi achel b'yom ha'shlishi. The Gemara says no. Goes b'mechashiv liochlo b'yom ha'shlishi akosim medaber. They shecht it almanas to eat it on the third day. So that makes it pigul. Even to eat it on the first 2 days is also because it's pigul. Pigul will have a machshava to eat it after the zman is up. Chutz lizmana. So why does it say twice? Hey achol ye achel. So the Gemara says b'shtachilas akosim medaber. The keif aloshin applies to achilas adam or to achilas mizbech. If you, a person, when they do the shechita, they plan to put it in the freezer and eat it next week, chutz lizmanoi, or they plan to take the emurim and burn them on the mizbeach tomorrow. The emurim of kachim kalim have the status of kachim kachim, that they become the zman of kachim kachim is always a yom v'layla, yom v'layla. And if you leave over kachim kachim until tomorrow morning, it becomes nifsal belina. So the Mishnah is saying zvachim the emurim of kachim kalim. Kachi Hashem, you burn it on the Mizbech, the Emurim of Kachim Kalma have the status of Kachi Kachim. So if you leave them up until tomorrow morning, there'll be Nifsal Belina. So what happens? He shechts a Kachi Kalim, and he, or Kachi Kachim, doesn't make a difference, doesn't matter. He shechts a carbon, and he plans to burn the Emurim on the Mizbech next week, or tomorrow morning, after it's Nifsal Belina. So the Gemara says that makes the whole carbon into Pigol. Why? That's Mechashev La'ochloi Chutz Lizmanoi. Either heyochel, yeyochel. Either achilas adam or achilas mizbech. The Gemara calls it. The Gemara says that the pasuk calls it achilas mizbech. That's called achilas. So that's what it means. Eitzim ulevayna, achilas mizbech, shma achila. That it's called meichel. So the Tiritz Ri, the Ri says that the vart of chibas hakodesh, like Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said, the vart of chibas hakodesh is even though it's eitzim ulevayna, or even though it's an apple that was never washed off. An apple is not karbonus, so that's not a good example. So let's say it's a mincha. A mincha that we didn't bleach the Gemara says he's supposed to do lisisa, he's supposed to bleach it. Gemara says by when you have matzahs for Pesach, everybody's baking matzahs. So the Gemara says it's not a smart idea to do lisisa on the kernels of grain that you're going to grind up and make matzahs for Pesach for this flour on Pesach tikka flour. If you'll do the lisisa incorrectly, if you wash it too well with water, you'll make it into chametz. So the Gemara recommends you shouldn't do lisisa on grain that you're going to make flour for Pesach. But lisisa was always done on the grain that they use for the karbonis. It was done under the supervision of the bezin, and you're not choshish at all. Adarabi, you want to have minamufcha, you want to have clean grain, you don't want to have dirty flour. So they always used to do lisisa with water. So all of my moshel is not a good moshel. Lemaisa, it was always rinsed off with water. But theoretically, if you would have a korban mincha where it was never rinsed off with water, if it was never rinsed off with water, and you mix in shemen, so shemen is also machshel kaptum. You didn't mix in the shemen yet. It never had hechsher mashkim. It was not rinsed off with water, and they didn't mix in the shemen zayis yet. So that would be mekabel tuma despite the fact that it never had hechsher. Why? Because they have one thing in common. It's non-oichel. If you have food that's roi l'achila, but you didn't wash it off yet, so it's not roi l'achila. Or if you have eitzim levayna, it's literally not roi l'achila. So that's called heyochel yeyochel. If it's called achilas mizbech, so shma achila has a shem oichel. But if you have delicious, tasty oichel, the goyim are eating the oichel is delicious basa b'cholav or whatever it is, isurei hano. So despite the fact that it's delicious and tasty, and it's roi l'achila sadam, but it's also b'hano. So Reb Shimon has a shita agzeres hakosuf. They call the oichel asher yochel, oichel shati yochel hachel acherim. If it's also b'hano, it's not mekabel tuma. What's the vart? So Tosfos says it's not that the vart is if it's also b'hano and it's yat yochel achil achem, so it doesn't have a shem oichel. So he says no, it has a shem oichel. It's a din that it's not mekabel tuma. So chibas hakodesh is not going to solve that problem. Chibas hakodesh endows it with a shem oichel, even though it should have not been considered oichel. Eitzim levayna is not oichel, and loy huchshul lekabel tuma is non oichel. So Chibas HaKadosh tells you, no, but Heyochel Yochel is called Achilas Mizbeach, it is called Eichel. But if the thing is V'tiri Tzri, En Chibas HaKadosh Me'alas Ela L'Shavui Shein Oichel Ko Eichel Kegoin. Nachamu. Shein Chibas HaKadosh Me'alas Ela L'Shavui Shein Oichel Ko Eichel Kegoin Noisa Rapor Shein Chashulim. Oh, according to the Gemara's Havamina, yeah. The Gemara in Menachas Daf Kufbeis over there had a Havamina Daf Kufalav had a Havamina that since Noisav and Pora Remed Lisreifa, so it's Kaafra Bialma. So Afra Bialma is not Makabel Tumah. The Gemara thought literally Kaloyim and Lisreif Kisor Vdomi. So that poses a problem. How is Noisav and Pora Makabel Tumah at all? Kaloyim and Lisreif it's Afra Bialma. The final so the Gemara gave the initial teretz was Chibus Hakodesh Machshir Asam. Afra is not Roy Lachila. So the Gemara says, on Afra, Chivas HaKadosh works. Yeah, the final teretz of the Gemara is that the Reb Shimon would never, the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. Shimon never said, Kalayim Elisrach Kisarv Dhamma, to treat it as Afra. It's not Kisarv. The Torah says, at that point, L'shavui Shein Oichel Ko'ichel, the thing is non-inedible, and I declare that it's called Oichel. Kigo Noisar Apar Shem Chashum Ka'afra Nahav Amina, or Eitzim Olevayna, or Lahuchshel Kabal Tumah, if you didn't have any Hechshe. Abul Davishu Ho'ichel, thing is delicious food. The people are, the Nochrim are eating it. But it's also Bahano, so it's Echel Shiat Yochel Hach Lachem. So that's Exeris HaKosuv. Because it's also Bahano, it's not Mekabal Tumah. Abul Dabu Shuhu Echel, it is Echel. El Hashem, Mekabal Tumah, the Reb Shimon Mishim, because you require Echel Shiat Yochel Hach Lacherim. And this is Echel Shein At Yochel Hach Lacherim. Lo Yol Chibis HaKadosh, Lasa Tzu Yisrael, Kemuta. Chibis HaKadosh only endows it with the Shem Echel. But here it has the Shem Echel, the Nochrim are eating it. It's delicious. The Yisurei HaNo is delicious. But that's the halacha. If it's Yat Teyocha Lach Lacherim, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So that was the teretz of the Ri and the Kasha of the Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Chibus HaKodesh will not work even if one assumes the Chibus HaKodesh works on Par Aduma. But for us, you have to, according to Rabban, there's no problem. According to Reb Shimon, you'll have a problem. It's a Echel Shiat Yochel Hachel Acherim, Yisuri HaNoah. So that has to be resolved by saying, Hov Hoysel Shas HaKosha. You have to give a different answer on that. And then you can talk about Chibus HaKosh. Fine. V'hod Mashma B'resh Kol HaPsulim. That's a very different topic. Okay. What does Taisa say back to him? Toma, amai lo yomer the kol hakodesh mekabel tumah mechayim. Why don't you say that a live animal, a korban, should be mekabel tumah while it's walking around? Live animal should be mekabel tumah. Why? Kevin the mitzvah the shochton. So I should say, nei mekolay melishchad kishochad dami. And I should say it already has a shem oichel. What do you mean? So the simple teretz is Reb Shimon never said it. The Gemara, the Menachas backs up, and now Taisa keeps on asking all the kashas. I roll according to the Havamina. The final maskana was that you don't say any of this. It's a funny kashi. You should say kolayim elishchad kishochad dami. So a live karbonis. And Tosis is assuming that Reb Shimon is the one who says kolayim. The Gemara never said the Rabbanon don't say kolayim. The Gemara just said the Rabbanon don't need it. They don't have any problem. They hold shchita shenibu yashma shchita. They hold the suri hanoam kabel tumah. So they don't have any problem. Reb Shimon has a problem. So Reb Shimon solves his problem, which is only the shitasa by saying kalay medlis rev kisarav dami, kalay medlishchad kishochad dami. But the Rabbanon never had such a problem. Maybe the Rabbanon would agree also kalay medlis rev. The whole Taisus is very strange. So that everything is within the havmina. So what the Taisus says? V'yishlamet afil nishchad amina kizarik dami, adchi kabel bekois. Miusor hamishtalech kosher lerish in tamei mechayim tumas oichlim alibed Reb Shimon. Why libed Reb Shimon? Because Reb Shimon is the one who says kaloi mid lishchad kishochad domi. So Reb Shimon would say kaloi mid litchais dichios latzuk. Because you should say kaloi mid litchais latzuk is considered kidochi domi. So keep on extending it further and further. This funny kasha. So what do they ask? According to Reb Shimon, holds kolayim et lisra. They're assuming that the Rabbanon don't believe in kolayim. Only Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the only one who had to say it to solve the problem. Rabbanon never had to say it. It's irrelevant according to Rabbanon. So they're asking, why don't you say asoyer hamishtalech while it's alive should be mekabel tumah soichlim? Yeah. So what do they say? Yeshlamed the kolayim et layosayis lo yomed the kolayim domi ela ba'echal ha'asa lios kemuter shayin. That's the Gemara's final answer in Menachas. What Tosis finally wakes up and says now, that's the final maskon in the Gemara Menachas. That's the teretz. Yeshlamet the kol ha'emed layasis layamar the koase dame ella b'negeh to what be'oichel ha'aser either rasa b'achila that it should be called shchita haruya or rasa b'anah that it should be called echo she'et yochel la'achal acherim. You only say it ella be'oichel ha'aser. You don't say it be'oichel ha'aser liyas kemuta. Well, the queen of ella be'oichel ha'aser liyas kemuta if you have the theoretical heter. Queen of be'oichel she'et yochel la'achil acherim. If the thing is not edible at all, that's when Chibus HaKodesh steps in. Chibus HaKodesh is you take a non-edible thing. Tosis is saying Chibus HaKodesh is the opposite from Kol Ha'emed. Kol Ha'emed works if something is an Eichel. If something is an Eichel, but it's a Shechita Shein Ruya, or it's a Eichel Shiyatu Yochel L'Hachel Acher. So if you have, it's Oymed Lisraif, so it's called Roy L'Hachila L'Acher. It's called Roy L'Achila. Then you get the Shechita Haruya, it's called the Shechita Haruya. Based on Kol Oymed Le'yosas Kosidom. But to take something that's inedible, to declare it as edible, then Kol Oymed isn't going to help. Chibus HaKodesh is going to help on that. And only Chibus HaKodesh. And Chibus HaKodesh will only work. Chibus HaKodesh will only work to take an inedible object and declare it like edible. It's not going to work if there's a side issue. If it's Yat Yochel Achil Lacherim, then it's a side reason that it's not Mekabeltum. It's not that if it's Yisuri Hanoah Yat Yochel Achil Lacherim, then it's not called Oichel. They said that's not the pshat. Agzeres Hakosuf, Yat Yochel Achilim is not Mekabeltum. So that Chibus HaKodesh is not going to help for that. And the same Kolay Melisrif is Fakir. That's what Tosis quoted later from Perek Tvil Yom, from Daf Kufei. That what Sofa Latame, that was the beginning of the other Tosis, when it says Daf Kufei in parentheses. That Sofa Latame Tumachamura only works that you don't need Hechsher Mashkim, you don't have to rinse it off, and you don't need Maga Hasheretz. But you still need that it should be Roy L'Achilo. Still need that it should be Roy L'Achilo. So for the Tama Tumah Chamura, it doesn't help if the thing is not Roy L'Achilo. So they said there, that was the Machlokes. I mean, the Rabbanu, what about Bali Chayim? So Rabbanu said that on Bali Chayim, on the Soyer HaMishtaleach, while it's alive, Bali Chayim is not shach to say, so for the Tama Tumah Chamura. Balachayim don't have a shame oichel, so for the tamat tumachamur is not going to help. So that's what they say over here. Here, the thing is a soir hamishtalech is a live animal. It doesn't have a shame oichel. So how can you say kol oimet? Kol oimet only makes it if it has a shame oichel, but it's not roy lahachil lacher. It's not a shechita roy. So it makes it that it is called roy because kol oimet. Aber la mahal shein oichel kam balachayim lachoshke oichel. Avgav da haben mahani aloichel gondos or par lachoshev ki afra. That was the Gemara's Havamina. That was the Gemara's Havamina, The Gemara finally backs out from that. Okay. So that's what Tosis later is a Mesupik, right? That's what the Tosis says is Sufik, whether that din that they said before, Eitzim Levana they assume is a real din deraisa, that is Mekabel Tumah. And by Chibus HaKodesh, Machshir Rostam, by Por Aduma, that they're not sure. And the next place is they're not sure. What was we learned the last week on Wednesday? Whoops, we went through. Tosis had two gears. What does it mean? How do you translate the words? Para metametu masach means para, a piece of paraduma could be metamei oichlim or mashkin. It can transmit to masach. Or paraduma is roi lekabel to masachlim. It is roi lekabel to masachlim, but if it touches something else, it'll be metamei that to masachlim. So Tosis has the two gears. So they said that in the Tosefta it says beferish. So it says beferish, it's metame acherim. The gears in the Tosef is not para mitam o. It is mekabel tumas ochlim. Rather, para can be metame ochlim umashkim. So that's what Tosis went into a whole discussion. Okay. Then they quoted Vod Mefarish Ri. We started that, we didn't really finish. Vod Mefarish Ri. What's the significance of saying if you say para mitam o tumasach, the flesh of paraduma can be mekabel tuma, despite the fact that it's kodesh and it's also bano. And all these siri hano, according to Reb Shimon's opinion, so it should not be mekabel tuma. Paraduma is an exception to the rule, and it is mekabel tuma. Before the hazor, you could have been paided shoin. And it would have been mutabano. So the Tosis wants to know what's the significance of saying that the par is makabel tuma. So they say Yod Mefarish Ri, about 10 lines from the bottom of the bottom Tosis. Yod Mefarish Ri, what's the relevance of saying that it's makabel tuma? Mashi mitamei, what's an afkemina? Mashi mitamei de kabolas tuma min asheretz. Then afkeminish, and if selis bekacha becomes pasul, just like any karbonis that are mekabel tumah become pasul, so paraduma that's mekabel tumah also becomes pasul. Means that if you'll burn it and you'll take the ashes and you're mixing them with water, it simply won't work. It won't work to be metahir those who are tamei mesim. It's nifselis bekach. The la and the vav belongs here. The vav vinifselis is a mistake. Shen ifselis bekach. If not for this explanation, I would have said that it's ochel shiat yochel lahachal achir. Paradum is kodesh, it's also bahano, so it's not mekabel tuma. So it's not mekabel tuma. So I would have thought even if a dead sheris touches it, even if an adam tummy touches it, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma because it's isurando. It wouldn't be mekabel tuma. It would be kosher. Loisen of selas bekach. So that's what the big chiddush of Reb Shimon. The Gemara has to work very hard. Parah matam tumas ochel. So Tosfos says the kash. Why do you have to work so hard? It's a pasuk in Chumash. It says Yosaf ish tahor is sefer apora. It says asarafes apora becomes tomei, but he has to be tahor in advance. The pasuk in Chumash say all the people who do the ma'isa apora have to be tahor. So it doesn't say that in Chumash. All of the people who do this Reifas Hapar and the Shechitas Hapar, everybody has to be Tahor. So it's obvious that if they'll be Tomei and they'll touch the Paraduma, it'll be Mekabel Tumah. So what he need Reb Shimon is if he discovered in America Agrois HaChiddush. The Parah question, well, the Parah is Mekabel Tumah. Reb Shimon comes with the Chiddush that he agrees with the Rabbanim. Even though he should have disagreed and said that it's Isiri Hanos, not Mekabel Tumah, he agrees with the Abba. Of course he has to agree. A Pasuk and Chumash, that anyone is Tomei can't do the Paraduma. Obviously, because he's going to do Paraduma, it's going to be Metamei. It's a Tosfos says wrong. When the guy does the Maisei HaPar, it's not going to be Metamei yet. He's not touching it even. So that's what Tosfos says. Yav agav dekab rachmane boskin moshi yu tahorim. So it isn't a dead giveaway that if they'll be Tomei, they'll be metame the paraduma. So what do you need the whole chiddush of Reb Shimon? Tosfos says no, that's not true. Lamishim dehavi dehava metame lohu. Not that the adam tomei who does osaf as efer apora surface as apora has to be tohor, because otherwise it would be metame it. And it's no. The adam one could have argued the point and said like Reb Shimon Shita in general that paraduma is isuri hanu. It's not mekabel tuma. That halacha that you have to be tohor to do the ma'isa apora is a different thing. Akzeres hakosavu. The filah boskan by they kona. Kona is a pshutik leyetz. Why do they write the kona or be pshutik leyetz? Pshutik leyetz means it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma. Even if somehow he will succeed in doing vaslav ish tohor, he'll be tome and he'll gather together all of the yeshes using kelim which are simply not mekabel tuma. Still is no good bina shiyu tohorim. We require that the one who does the avodas hapar has to be tohor, not because if he'll be tome, he'll be metame the paraduma liyolim. You can say paraduma is not mekabel tuma. It's a din, like the one who does the avodah on korbanos has to be tahor, not because of mitami the dam, because the din, the avodah has to be done by tahor. So also the avodah sapora, the maisi apora, have to be done by tahor. Then Tosfos is akashiv yim toimer. So what is Reb Shimon? So what did they reinterpret in this tosefta? If you have the gears of pora mitam or tuma sechem, pora is mekabel tuma. The flesh of the paraduma, despite the fact that it's kodesh and it's the Suri Hanoa, and according to Reb Shimon, we should have said it's the Yatiyachal Achal Achirim, shouldn't have been Mekabel Tumah. That's Reb Shimon's Chiddush, that it is Mekabel Tumah Sochim. And it'll become Nifsal. So Tosfos says, so what do you need? Reb Shimon tells you this big Chiddush, that por is Roy Lachilos Adam, it's delicious meat, it's raw meat. But it's Isuri Hanoa, Shashir said it's not Makabatum of a concept. Shimon to the rescue of Hoysel or Shasakosh, even though it's after Hazor. And now it does not pid Yomi, it could have been paid it previously. So Tosfos says, even when it's in a state of ashes, it's like Gemara Chagiga, even when it's a state of ashes, if an Adam Tome, if a tumor comes in contact with the ashes, it becomes possible. If the Ri is right, that's the whole relevance of this line in the Tosefta. Para is mekabel tuma soichlim, and it becomes nipsal when a tummy touches it, because it is mekabel tuma soichlim. So Tosefta says, what are you talking about? Then even the ashes, if an autumn tummy, if a tummy touches the ashes become puzzle to use for taharas hatmeyim. So what's the chiddush that he says? Por is considered oichal, even though it's not yochal achlachem. Yeshes are mekabel, are also puzzled. Ili yipsule, how can it be the yeshes are not mekabel tum? Only four things are mekabel tum. Odem ekele mechum amashkem. So we said, no, there's a two dinim. There's a din in kochim. Abosa shige b'chol tomi lo yochel. The besar kodesh, there's a psul tomi. There's a din of kabolas tum, and then there's a din of psul tum. If an odem tomi, if a dobe tomi touches besar kodesh, even if it's not mekabel tumah, even if the psar kodesh is not mekabel tumah, it's nifsal. It has a psul of tumah. Basa shige b'chal tami lo yochel. Not a basa shige kabel tumah. Even if it's not mekabel tumah. Even if it's not mekabel tumah. So that's what Tosfos quote. Even ashes. V'im tama ili psul hi atzma. If you're talking like the recess, that the whole relevance of this line in the Tosefta, this line in the Daf in the Gemara, is that it becomes nifsal. That what? It once transported from one side of the river to the other. They took some paraduma ashes in a boat, and they didn't know that there was a dead body in the bottom of the boat, and all the ashes became possible. So it's a beferish gemara. Ashes become possible. Ashes become possible. Ashes are not roi lachila. So it's a din like a psul tumma, even though it's not a kabal tumma. So what does he have to say? That the para is mekabel tumah soichlim. It's mekabel tumah. What do you have to have such a fancy explanation? Mekabel tumah. Despite the fact that it should be noichel shiyat yochal achal acherim, the theoretical potential, the theoretical possibility, kaloi meliftois, makes it that it's called roi lachal acherim. What do you need it for? It's a psul tumah. Just like psul tumah goes on kochim, so psul tumah applies to para dumah. That's the Gemara Chagiga. That's the Gemara Chagiga. Unless you say also that the psul tumah is only the rabbana, maybe the psul tumah by korbanis, that's a din d'oraisa. Abosek shibachal tami lo yachol. That's a psul tumah, even if it's not mekabel tumah. Maybe the fact that we're carrying it over to efer pora, the gemara chagiga, maybe that's only mid the rabbana. Maybe that's not minatar. So maybe this gemara is trying to say that it's minatar. Pora matam tumah says maybe this is minatar. Maybe that's only mid the rabbana. Anyway, that's what there is.
That would be zero like zero.
What would be a gzera l'gzera?
Shalo yavirenu ala svina.
Ah. Maybe. I mean, the fact that they made a gzera shows that that's a din d'araisa. Sometimes you have gzera l'gzera. I don't know. Could be. Could be it is a hechocha. I'm not sure. So what's Tosfos kasha again? Why does the Gemara have to work to explain that the para becomes nifsal if it's mekabel tumah? Because it has tumas oichlim, parim tam tumas oichlim, hal v'hoysel oshas ha-kosher. It's mekabel tumah. It's going to have a psul tumah anyway. Even if it were ashes, it would have a psul tumah. So Tosfos says, el chapa nafkimin of Yerushalayim, the ich ha-shiva oichel. Our Gemara is telling me that it's mekabel tumas oichlim, not stam a psul tumah. Our Gemara says, it's mekabel tumas oichlim. So then it can even be mekabel tumah from a sheni, from a shlishi. However, the Eloi, if not for this explanation that he gives in this Tosefta, Hoba Hoysel Oshas HaKosher, Kolay Meliftis Kepadidami, Rav Shimon says, Paraniftis Agabi Marachos, this whole explanation, the Eloi, if you wouldn't have this explanation, you just tell me, well, it's a Gemara Chagigan, Daf Chav Gimel, that what? That even Yeshes, or Paraduma becomes Nipsel, yeah, if it comes in contact with a mace, Avi Avois, or if it comes in contact with a mace, with an Avatuma. But if it comes in contact with a toldah, the Gemara says on the first daf that toldahs, you have abi avois atuma, then you have ab, then you have rishin, sheni, shlishi, and so on. So the toldahs means anything after the ab is only mitami ochum and mashkim. It's not mitami odem ekelim. So that pasuk, habasuk shigi b'chol tomei lo yochel, that means if the basa touches an ab hatuma, or worse. But if it touches a rishin latuma, then you don't have a psul tumah. The psul tumah only applies if it touches an av or avi avoyth. If it touches told us not, but if it's oichel that's mekabel tumah, so it could even mekabel tumah from a sheni, from a shlishi. That's what Tosis answers. V'yeshloim adich hashiva oichel. Our Gemara is telling us that it's mekabel tumah oichelim with a whole explanation why it's even though it's isuri hanoa had hosla shas hakosher. There's mekabel tumah even misheni mishlishi. However, v'iloi, if you wouldn't have had this explanation, we'd just be relying on the Gemara chagiga that it's a psul tumah habasar shigi b'chol tumah ilof, that it would only be if it comes in contact with an avatuma or worse with an avi avoisatum. Give more nafkaminas, yeah. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz over here. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz introduces another discussion. There's a concept of Sova Lo Tumah. He quotes from Menachos, the second paragraph of Menachos, Sova Lo Tumah. Sova Lo Tumah is like there's a din of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, if something already has an Issa. So if a second Issa can be chal on top of it, unless rare occasions, Issa Kolel, Issa Moisev, Issa Basachas, but normally Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, in the second paragraph of Menachos, and Ibai in the Gemara. Maybe I should say Sova Lo Tumah, something is already Tomei, so you can't superimpose another Tumah on top of the original Tumah. So he goes into a whole dissertation on the topic of Sova Lo Tumah. Shin Beis Ayin Hei. Sova Lo Tumah, there's a misprint there in Rabbeinu Peretz. Apparently the one who was printing it didn't know what the words were. Sova Lo Tumah means it's already saturated with Tumah. You can't superimpose more Tumah on it. It's already saturated. That's the Marcheshes found a misprint. Marcheshes was a dayan in Vilna at the same time as Rab Chaim Moizer. He was older than Rab Chaim Moizer. He was born before and he died after Rab Chaim Moizer. So he found a misprint in the Hasogas Balamor on the Sefer Ha Balei HaNefesh LaHaRaivit. So we have in the old edition, in the old original edition of the Balamor's Hasogas, so it has Zion LaTumah, a Shvi LaTumah. There is no such thing as a Shvi LaTumah. How did they get Zion LaTumah? Because it said Sova LaTumah. In the text it said Sova LaTumah. So the Balamor had a Hasog on the right, something about Sova LaTumah. So the one who's setting the type never heard of that Gemara, Sova LaTumah. So he thought it's Shiva LaTumah. So he made a Rashi, he made an abbreviation, Zion Letumah. But it's really three words, Sova, Lo, Tumah. It's not Shvi Letumah. There is no Shvi Letumah. Anyway, Rabbeinu Peretz introduces a new topic.
Wait, this isn't connected to Maisav Tumah with Masal? That once you're Tameh, so you can still be...
If the second Tumah is in excess of the first, then everybody agrees you don't say Sova Lo Tumah. The only time it's a discussion is if it's not adding any, I said, if it's not adding, so what's an afkamina? So Gemara has an afkamina. If it's a one kli, what do you say, eged kli? At kli mitzav kol mashe betoch li yasech. Let's say I have by kochim there's a din. What's the pasuk? Kafachas asarzov leyokter is that pasuk by the karbanos anisim. So Gemara says kafachas akos basar kol mashe bekaf achas. If you have, we said if you have a bowl of Wheaties, a bowl of Cheerios, if you have an Italian bread and the other tummy touches one end, so magamim gesosa kemagam bekulo, the whole bread is tummy. If you have a bowl full of Cheerios, then you touch one of them, other tummy touches one, so that one is tummy, the others are not a chibur, they're not connected, so the others are not tummy. But if it would be Kodesh, if it would be Sar Karbonos or Mincha or something, the other tummy touches one part, and it's at the Klishore, so that's the post, the Kafachas. Everything is considered one. So that's the Gemara Shaila. What if I have a piece of Ketores or a piece of Mincha or something that already was Tameh from before? And now it's sitting in a Kli together with other things, and the other things are Tohar. And now the other Tameh touches the piece that was Tameh from before. They say Sova La Tumah, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's not Mekabel Tumah, so the other things remain Tohar. Or should I say, no, there is no din of Sova La Tumah. Tumah is chal on top of this. If the new Tumah is more extensive than the previous Tumah, more inclusive, everybody agrees that you don't apply Sova Lo Tumah. But if the new Tumah is exactly the same as the old Tumah, so what's a nafkamina? The thing, a nafkamina is what about the other things in the Kli? If it's Mekabel Tumah now, while it's in the Kli, then you have this Gezeres HaKosav. HaKosav HaSol L'chol Mashi B'Kaf Achas. Everything in the Kaf is considered like one unit. It's one Chibur. Okay. Interesting topics. Okay. Okay, let's haven't learned any Gemara in a long time. The Taisa was quoting all Gemaras. They're all Gemaras. You haven't been reading inside Gemaras. Okay. So how far do we get in the Gemara? Let's see the third line. So what was the problem here in the Mishnah? There was a machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Let's go back. Ayin dalal on the base. Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Kotchim shechay bachrisim. Do you say davar garm lamami kamamin dami? A davar garm lamamin lav kamamin dami. Some rishonim paskan like Reb Shimon. We mentioned some rishonim paskan like Reb Shimon. Why? Where they come off the paskan yochid verab malachin kirab? Because the Gemara says later, there's a machlokes satanoim whether dainin and din and the garmi or loy dainin and din and the garmi. Rab Meir doin and din and the garmi, and the Rabbanon loy dainin and din and the garmi. They don't hold from garmi. And then the Gemara says we paskan halacha ki Rab Meir. We paskan dainin and din and the garmi. So the Gemara says at one point that maybe this din and the garmi is Tali and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds davar garm lamamin kamamin dami. So that's why dainin and din and the garmi. According to the Rabbanon, that davar garm lamamin is lav kamamin dami. That's the machlekes and ayin dalan on the base. Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon and the Mishnah, but the dara garm lamami kimam and dami anai. So the Gemara says at one point later, in the middle of that sugya, where?
Sarikhes.
Right. For the Rabbi, this topic of garmi, it should be a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Four lines from the top. Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, where they say dara garm lamami. So the Gemara says no, that it's not Toli Zebizer. The Gemara is Matche. The some Rishonim say that that's only Atchia B'Yalma. The truth of the matter is that it is Toli Zebizer. And since the Gemara is Paskins La Locha, Danin and Dinin Gami, it means that we Paskin like Reb Shimon, Dabar Gam Lamam, Kemam and Dam. So there was Shach and Chashim Mishpah quotes. There are some, the Shach quotes the Rishonim, who Paskin like Reb Shimon, this Reb Shimon Mishnah. The general opinion is that we don't accept Reb Shimon Shita. So what again is the Machlek Reb Shimon the Rabbanon? The Chachamim say, if the person has a korban, somebody who is magdash a korban lamizbeach, has an oil or shlamim, whatever it is, a chatos, and somebody steals it, so does he pay kefal dalavahe? So the answer is no. Gon of kachim and beis bailim is patu. Gon and beis ish, lamim beis hakodesh, lamim beis hegdash, that we pass on the kachim on that moment bailim, and if you steal, you don't pay. You certainly don't pay kefal to hegdash. You don't even pay kefal dal v'hei to the bailim because good and base and shalom base is considered mama gavai. Rabbi Shimon says that sometimes it's considered mama bailim. When is that? So not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili kach mekalim. Some kach mekalim and other kach mekalim not. Some yes, some not. Depending different opinions, which kach mekalim yeah, which no. He has a different word. He cuts it differently. Some kach mekalim will be mama bailim. And some kach mekalim be mama gavai. Where how does it play out? If it's kachim shechai b'achri yusam davar garmel mamin kimamin dami, then it's considered mamin bailim. And if it's not garmel mamin, it's kachim shechai b'achri yusam, then it's mamin gavoya. Fine. That's what Reb Shimon says. The Rav HaRishonim do not accept Reb Shimon. The Shach quotes this Ravon or somebody, Shach HaShemishpat, the end of HaShemishpat. And the Simon of Garmi, he quotes some of the Rishonim who want to pass on like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara effect Akash, what do you mean? How is it possible that you pay kefal dalav dehei? If gona v'tovach u'mochar yishech the korban. If I stole his korban, I bring him to the Beis Hamikdash. Whom do they have in mind? When the Kohanim are shechting the korban, whom do they have in mind? So the Mishnah tells the Nesvachim they're not supposed to have anybody in mind. They made it tonight, Bez, and made it takonis chachamim. The din is stoma l'shmon. If the Kohanim didn't have in mind one way or the other, so we assume it's stoma, it's korev l'shem, whatever the nature of the korban is. Supposed to be achatos and ashman oil shlamim a pesach whatever it is, that's what it is, and whoever the bala korban is, that's what it is. They don't have to have anybody in mind. Why do they make such a takani? You should bedafk and not have anybody in mind, because if you're going to have in mind the wrong person, you should encourage or shouldn't buy them. You'll passel it. Sometimes you'll passel it lachlutin if it's pesach and chatos, it's passel lagamrei if you have a shina kodesh, and if it's shar korban, you passel it a little bit. The korban is kosh, but if you're all little bala shem kodesh. So what do you need a headache that the kohanim should know whose it is, and they should have in mind for someone else? Just tell the Kohanim, make a takana, they should shecht stoma. So they're going to have. So if they're going to follow, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So they're saying what the dinim were at the end of the period of the Bayis Sheni. This takana was probably made in the middle of the Bais Sheni, maybe the Bais Rishon, when the makor of the karbonos, the kohanim should have in mind stoma. They shouldn't have in mind anybody specific. So if they have in mind stoma, so it's going to be all the bailim l'shem chayva. So gona v'tovach ha-machar. What does Reb Shimon say? It's chayv dalad hey. It's chazav keren l'bailim. The Gemara asked the kasha. Chazav keren l'bailim. So on that kasha, chazav keren l'bailim. Whenever it's chazav keren l'bailim, the bailim ayotzei. If it's kachim shechayv barchius, so it's yotzei. So then the ganav. Huh? So he can't make the ganav, he can't penalize the ganav, he has to pay dollar the hay. He already gave back the keren, already was returned to the base of Bailam because he's yotzei the korban. It's considered chazak keren Bailam before Bezdin makes the gemar din, so they have no right to make a gemar din on the dollar hay. So that was the gemar's kasha, v'ari chazak keren Bailam. So on this kasha, there were two terutz. What were the two terutz? This is on the bottom of Ayin Vav and Aleph. Mari has the kasha, v'ari chazak keren Bailam, three lines from the bottom. So there are two answers on the kasha. So Rabbi Yochanan understood that you're talking taka about the behemot mima. If it's a behemot mima, it's a murderous kasha. Chazru keren lebailim. So the Gemara says either nishpach adam. They never did the zrikas adam. Never did the zrikas adam. So you're not yotzei. And even if you say kol oimid lizrik is zorik domi, but bottom line, if they never did the zrikas adam, so it doesn't help. Oimid lizrik is not going to help. The truth of the matter is, like the Maskonas HaGemara, you only say, Oymid Lizrik is Zorik Dami, to make it Roy, to make it the Oichel Shatiyocha Lach Lachem, Ashchit Eruya. It's not relevant to say that the carbon is kosher without Zrik is Adam. So either one shade of an answer is going to be Nishpach Adam, the other version is going to be Shech Etmim and Bifnim Shalol L'Shem Ba'al. He shechted it with the Shina Bailim, and therefore the carbon is kosher, except for Pesach and Tosis, bottom line of Tosis. Except for Pesach and Chatas will be pasul, but any other carbon, the carbon will be kosher, but it won't be all the Lebayim Shem Chav. Rish Lakish gave a whole different answer. That it's a Shechet Balimum and Bachut. It's Balimum. So now the Gemara wants to know, why did each one of these Amoraim, why was each one not satisfied with the other one's Pshat? Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Rish Lakish, and why doesn't Rish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says on the third line from the top of Ein Zayin Amid Beis. Shleim Rabbi Yochanan Lama Kerei Shalakish to Kaboy Lukman Masin Safila Betmimim. Rishlokish restricts it. Rishlokish says it can only be talking about Bali Mumin. Rabbi Yochanan wants to make it the simple reading in the Mishnah. It sounds like he stole a carbon. Doesn't say it's a Bali Mumin. Sounds like it's a Beim Atmim. So he's not restricted. The Mishnah is not an Okimta Pshat. According to Rabbi Yochanan, sounds a little more an Okimta. Nishpach Adam, Shochat, Shleil Shem Balim. Sounds like it's a big ukimta, I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. Rish Lakish is making an ukimta pshat, he's restricting the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is more inclusive. The Mishnah goes in all cases. So Bishleimer, we understand, or Rabbi Yochanan is not happy whether Rish Lakish is pshat. Rabbi Yochanan is more inclusive in his reading of the Mishnah. Why doesn't Rish Lakish say Rabbi Yochanan is a good answer what Rabbi Yochanan said? It's not going to be Chazur Keren Lebailim if it'll be Nishpach Adam, or if it's going to be Shechit B'Shinui Bailim. If he Shechit B'Shinui Bailim, it's not Chazur Keren Lebailim. Bailim are not Yetzir Dechavasai. So what was wrong? Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rish Lakish. So why did he disagree with Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat? Rabbi Yochanan gave a good Pshat. So the Gemara says, no, Rish Lakish holds that it's wrong. The halacha is not true. Oh, Malach, Rish Lakish will explain to you, I hold the Rabbi Yochanan's case is not correct. You can say from today till next year, the Kachem Shechai Bach Riusim is a Dabar Garm Lamam and Kimam and Dami, even though it should have been Mam and Gavoya, all Karbonas are Mam and Gavoya, Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalim, they're all Mam and Gavoya, not like Rabbi Yosef Gleib, they're all Mam and Gavoya, but when it's Kachem Shechai Bach Riusim, it's a Dabar Garm Lamam and then Rabbi Shimon holds Kimam and Domi, and then what? And then you're going to be Chayiv, that's going to make you Chayiv, Dalet Vehei. So he says it can be. Whenever you have two dinim written one next to the other in the same pasuk, that's called a Hekesh. Actually means we assume that there must be some connection in din between the two dinim. And here it says, Tvocha O Mechoro. So there seems to be a connection between the two. So what could possibly be the connection? So Rish Lakish holds, what it means is the following. Kalecha Disim and Mechir, Isi B'Tvicha. Kalecha Deleisi B'Mechir, Leisi B'Tvicha. So therefore what? Vahani kachim, and if you have karbonis, whether they're kachim or kachim kalim, You can't sell them. If the din would have been that that kachim hamam and bailim, then you can sell it. The Gemara has a din in Pesachim. Hamochel also shlamav loyasav alaklum. If you sell an oil al the shlamim, so the mechiv is not valid. So an oil is a kachim kachim, and the shlamim is a kachim kalim. So the Gemara says that member of the Amoraim, Hamochel also shlamav loyasav alaklum, that's on the assumption, not like Rabbi Yosei Glili. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yosei Glili, the kachim kalim is mam and bailim, so Hamochel shlamav would be the mechiv, would be valid. You put together oil shlamim, oil is kachim kachim, shlamim is kachim kachim. You say lo yasu ukum, the mechir is not chal. That's the look of Rabbi Yisaglid. If you hold mam and bailim, so then you can sell. You can sell a korban. So here he's working on the assumption that kachim kachim, kachim kalim, they're all mam and gavoya. We're not working like Rabbi Yisaglid. His opinion is not quoted here. We're going against Rabbi Yisaglid. Rabbi Shimon makes it. He slices differently. Whenever you chai b'achriyusim, doesn't matter whether it's achatas and anashim, you always chai b'achriyusim, because it's a chiyuv. And the shlamim and an oilah, sometimes you be chai b'achriyusim, sometimes it depends neder on the dover. If he first said harei alai, then it's going to be chai b'achriyusim. So Reb Shimon slices it differently, not kachim kalim versus kachim kachim kachim. He says whenever it's chai b'achriyusim, then it's considered it's considered mam and bailim, but he still can't sell it. He doesn't say it's mam and bailim that he can sell it. He holds that the ganav who's going to steal it, neshechted, will have to pay kefal dal dehei to this person to whom he was gorem mamon. But dava hagorem lamamon, that means dava shekvar gorem lamamon. If a ganav stole it or someone burned it, dava shekvar gorem lamamon. But you don't say dava theoretically it's a gorem lamamon. Therefore, it's kamam and dama. You have the ability to sell it. Rabbi Yisak Lili holds kachim kalim mam and bailim, literally mam and bailim. You don't say mam and gavoya, so you can sell it. Hamocha shlamav, the sale will be valid. According to Rabbi Yisak Lili, you sell shlamim is kachim kalim, you can sell. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to say you can sell korbanos that you chai b'achar yusim. He only says if it's dovah shekvah gorem lamam and then it's kemam and dami. But if you're about to sell it, that doesn't give you the ability to sell. It wasn't gorem lamam yet. If it already was gorem lamam, then he holds kemam and dami. So Reb Shlokish holds that you have a hekish over here. Kalecha disa b'mechir isa b'tvich, or kalecha delesa b'mechir isa b'tvich. V'ani kachim. If it's kachim that don't have a mum, if it's not bali mumin, if it's kachim t'mimim, hold the chimaz bin kachim, lo havi mechira, the whole sale is not called a mechira. So therefore, l'sneu b'tvich, so you're not chayiv on shechita either. The only time you can be chayiv on dalet dehei, on tovach, Tvicha is when it's isa be mechira, sleis be mechira na, and the same in the opposite direction. What if you'll do mechira on an animal that simply doesn't lend itself to tvicha? What kind of an animal doesn't lend itself to tvicha? A behemoth male. A behemoth male, not chayv dalad day anyway. You want to chayv shavaseh a kosher. So how can you have a kosher animal that doesn't lend itself to shchita? All kosher animals lend themselves to shchita. So he says no. If you have a behemoth treifa. Aliba the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon happens to hold Shchita Sheinu Lav Shma Shchita. So you can shecht from Trey till next year, you shecht the Treyfo, you won't be Chayiv Dala Dehe, because Shchita Sheinu Lav Shma Shchita. So what if instead of shechting it, you'll sell it? So Rish Lakish holds it totally as a bezeh, because you have a hekush, a tvoch on Machor. You only Chayiv on Tovach if it's Isa bin Mechira, you only Chayiv on Machar if it's Isa bin Tvicho. So the Gemara says, Vaz de Litaimayu. The Itma, we have a tradition. Reb Shimon holds that if you shech the treifa, what if you don't shech the treifa? You sell the treifa. What are you going to say? A mechira. Mechira lav shmo mechira. Mechira is a good mechira. What's the problem? The shaila is Reb Yochanan Amar Chayv. It's not totally zebzeh. Shlokish says not potter. Keep the leisim b'tvich leisim b'mechira. If you all like Reb Shimon, that shchita sheni ruuya lav shma shchita. If you shech the treifa, you're not chayv dalad vehei. So even if you sell a treifa, the Shlokish is mecharish. You also won't be chayv dalad vehei because of the hekish. They're written together in the pasuk one next to the other. So you're only chayv on mechira if you can pass. If they could have had a shchita. You only chayv hashchita if you could have had a mechira. So Reish Lakish excludes both. He excludes mechira and a shorva seh if it's a treifa aliba de Reb Shimon, because you couldn't have had a tvicha that would have been mechayv, because it's built in that it's going to be a shchita sheinu ruuya because it's a treifa. And if you sell and if you shecht b'sar korbanos tmimim, So you couldn't sell it. It's mama gavai, you couldn't sell it. So if it's lesneu b'mechira, so Rish Lakish holds it lesneu b'tvicha. He wouldn't be chayv on tava. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees in both cases. Rabbi Yochanan holds there is no such hekish. We assume like Rabbi Yochanan. That what if he can't sell it? How does the ganav get kinyan egzela? If you don't hold from double gram the mama can mama dummy. You don't pay kefil, but Karen you do pay. So whom do you pay the Karen to? Good question. I don't know. Gotta look it up. Usually that is the case. Whenever you have two dinim written in the pasuk, one next to the other, you darshan a hekesh, that there's a connection between the two. And here, Rabbi Yochanan denies it. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no hekesh. Why not? You don't have to have a tradition to darshan a hekesh. Eidan dang zereshava, and can keep lemi rabba. Zereshava, you can't. The Gemara makes a contrast between kavachaim and zereshava. Kavachaim, adam don kavachaim miyatzma. Eidan dang zereshava miyatzma, and can keep lemi rabba. So what about the other midrash Torah and the Drashas them? So some achrayim write that some achlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Perek Lulav Agolzon, beginning of Lulav Agolzon, they say that Rashi says there eidan dang miyatzma all the other midas. The only one you can be done on your own is Kal V'chaymer. And Taisa disagrees, it's just the reverse. You can done all of the other midas on your own. The only one you cannot be done is the Gzeres Shoveh. To done a Gzeres Shoveh, you have to have a Kibla Mirab, you have to have a Masor. So the later Achrayim point out that it's not really true that Rashi never said it. Rashi only said it within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita there. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes out in the Maskana. Even Rashi agrees with Taisa that a Hekesh you can darshan on your own. So it's taka strange over here.
This is Oi. Oi.
Yeah, but still, usually if you have two dinim in the same pasuk,
the Gemara in Tamaches,
yeah,
is when we were talking about Yesh, so the Gemara is makers the two. Matvicha sheinu chazeres, mechira sheinu chazeres.
So the answer is Rabbi Yechanan also darshins the hekish, but he uses it for other purposes. Vachukula b'isurabi, you know. Okay. Rabbi Yechon also agrees. And Reish Lakish tells what Ein Hekesh Lamachzon. And Rabbi Yechon holds that there's not a violation of Ein Hekesh Lamachzon. Okay. Someone has to delve into the Midrash Torah and the Reshes Behem. Yeah. What does this have up? So a little humorous kasha. The Mishnah draws a contrast between and Kom Lebe De Rabbinay. That Gon of a Tovach B'Shabbos is Kom Lebe De Rabbinay. Gon of a Mocha B'Shabbos. There is no kamla b'diravmine. So Taisa says, if tavach b'shabbos is kamla b'diravmine, you're not chayiv. So mocher b'shabbos should also be potter, because according to Reish Lakish, if you are like Reish Lakish, that you need isa b'mchira, isa b'tvicha, so if you would have shechted it on Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayiv. So how can you be chayiv if mocher b'shabbos? So that's a kasha. The little Taisa, mocher b'shabbos chayiv, I've got him tavach potter. Taisa says, no, if you would have shechted it on the weekdays, you would be chayiv. The Ptur of Kam Lebe De Rabbeinu is a different thing. It's a different thing. But here in these cases in the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, if you shech the treif, imamish never chayv, not v'chol, not v'shabbos, never chayv. So here is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Kilayim Nidme is a new topic. Okay. God is Nogel LaHalacha. The next Gemara is Nagel Halacha. Kolod Ben Pora. What's the din? Yeah, the bottom Tosfos is on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. What's the din of Kolod Ben Pora? Which animals, if you have a kosher animal is born and it doesn't have Malager Mafis Parsa? So what's the din? So we pass them that it's kosher. Even though it doesn't have Mafis Parsa, it's still kosher because it was born from parents that were kosher. Okay. So we got to go through this sugya. It's going to be Chidush Malach al Ma'aseh too. Maybe we'll stop now. Okay.